Hi, Ms. Shamel.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
hi, this is Shani giving you a courtesy callback from customer service. Some kind of way our line got disconnected.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
I was looking like, oh, okay. No, I guess I told that guy I have, you know, received anything else, or it never said after, you know, a month or 2 weeks that you're going to be paying this or whatever. So I knew nothing about $84 and $89 charge.
Okay. Now, that initially, Ms. Shamel, why you were being charged. Now, when you did first initially place your order back on August the 18th, now you did just pay postage only, which was $5.99 and $5.95.
Mm-hmm.
However, attached with that, you did have a 14-day trial period as far as you to try out both products. Now, being that your account did not get closed out within that trial period time, Ms. Shamel, you're being charged the full retail value for the original trial bottles that you received. So that $89.55, that is the full retail price for the keto that you have, and the $84.66 charge, that's the full retail price for the cleanse that you have. And as far as how this account was set up, Ms. Shamel, on the website's checkout page where you did process your order, now before you could actually move forward with completing your payment, you did have to read through and verify by checking off the box before you could complete your payment that you understood the terms and conditions and were aware of what happens if you did not close your account within that trial period time.
Wow.
Now, by you agreeing to those terms as well as just paying the postage for each product, this is how your account was initially put together to be automatically drafted if
what
it did not get closed.
Yeah, that is a ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
Totally a ripoff. You guys,
but what I can do for
like
you, Ms. Shamel,
it's going to be a deal. That really irks
now,
me.
It really is a deal, but you just had to be aware, and I do see that you were unaware of the terms that you incurred. But what I can do for you, Ms. Shamel, just as a courtesy for you, being that you did not understand those terms, now I can go ahead and issue a 30% refund of your last two charges, and that is just as a courtesy for you, being that you did not understand those terms. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. I would hate to have your job. Wow. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Now, we do have a strict no refund policy, but I do understand, and you know, our call did get disconnected, so I do understand the inconvenience of you having to keep call back in about, you know, concerning your account. So I am willing to go ahead and issue that complimentary 35% refund for you at this time so we can go ahead and sell out your account.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, give me just a second and I'll get those refunds issued for you, okay?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the first refund I'm issuing is a 30% refund of your $89.55, and that is a $26.86 refund going back to your account. And then the second refund that I am issuing.
Wait a minute. $9?
Ma'am. At
least $30. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And then the second
refund. You
said
$8.
Refund. No, ma'am, $26.
Oh.
$26.86.
Gotcha. I missed the 26.
No, I'm
like,
giving you 86 cents. Great. No, ma'am.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank
but,
you.
And the next refund that I'm doing is for $25.39, and that's your 30% refund of your $84.66. Now, these refunds may take about 3 to 5 business days, Ms. Shamel, before you see those funds go back to your account, but your account is fully closed, so that way you're not incurring any additional charges or shipments and those refunds issued for you. So you should be receiving email confirmation of those refunds being issued back to you, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome, and it's not a problem, Ms. Shamel. And thank you again for calling customer service. You have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm.